That's right. It's that time again. Time for Wireless Wednesday with our guy Rick Lippert. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you've never heard Wireless Wednesday, we've got to let you know all about Rick. He's an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level. Whether you find him writing a daily tech column for Examiner.com or featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, also Everything Georgia, you can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and check out his website as well. Everything we're going to talk about over the next 10 to 12 minutes, you can find on his website with links to those items at ricklippert.info. What's going on, bud?
Not much. I hope for good or bad, everybody at least heard of Wireless Wednesday, or they're missing out.
Yeah, I think they have heard of it, you know, but you never know. We might have somebody tuning in that, you know, may not have tuned in before or has tuned in but has never called Wireless Wednesday. So just want to make sure we familiarize everybody with you, your special nature, and then your staple of this show every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, well, welcome to any new listeners, and I'll try to live up to your billing.
Well, Rick not only is one of the gurus in the tech world, but he's also a well-known and renowned writer in regards to not just technology, but also in regards to sports, covers golf, covers tennis, and of course we've got the U.S. Open going to be starting up on Monday at Flushing Meadow, and of course this is going to be a little bit more of a special Open, at least with the lead up to it, as Serena Williams tries to become the first Grand Slam winner in the world of tennis since 1988 when Steffi Graf turned the trick. Flip side of things on the men's side, pretty wide open, especially when you consider, Rick, that Roger Federer upset Novak Djokovic in Cincinnati this past weekend.
Yep, and that adds to a little of the intrigue on the men's side with probably Djokovic, Federer, and Murray maybe separated themselves from the pack a little bit, and then you got Natal and some other players lurking right behind that. So men's side wide open, and the women's side is all about Serena.
Yeah, and I said a couple of weeks ago when she lost in Toronto, I said, that's it, done deal. Guaranteed she's going to win the U.S. Open now because that's going to be the impetus. And she answered right back at Cincinnati. She won. I expect her to go into New York. Now, she may have some problems, as we've seen Serena this year, in regards to falling behind in sets and then coming back and winning. It just seems like she thrives on that kind of stuff, Rick.
Yep, she loves that. There are probably a couple players in the draw that pose problems for her. If she can maybe avoid them, she may win pretty easily. But you know, time will tell. It's 2 weeks the tournament lasts. That's a long time.
Yeah, all right. We'll have plenty of time to talk about that again next week as we'll get into the beginning of the U.S. Open at that point. But I think we got a great topic this morning. Dorm room gadgets. As school is starting around the country, and you've got some dorm room-sized gadgets to talk about that we didn't have when we were in college. Wish we did back then, but we'll start with the new PowerBeats wireless earphones that come in all kinds of different colors. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, if you're the type of person that you don't want big earphones, over-the-ear earphones laying around your dorm or maybe in your backpack, these new PowerBeats 2 wireless are very compact. They're very stylish. 6-hour rechargeable battery. Like I said, they're wireless, so they'll work on Bluetooth. Very lightweight. And like I said, they don't take up much space in a purse or a backpack or a messenger bag. They're great. And just lying around your dorm room, you won't even notice them. So real compact, real efficient.
And in regards to price point, this is a little bit expensive, though.
Yeah, you know, these are going to be over $100, so it's you're paying for the quality, you're paying for some of the features on it. Great for people that work out and for athletes as well. So for the mobile person that needs to watch the space that their earbuds would take up, these are great.
Wireless Wednesday with Rick Lippert here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we cover some of the dorm room gadgets on this episode. And so the next thing is, and this is not something that I really think about in regards to college, but it makes perfect sense nowadays, needing a good router and something that doesn't take up a lot of space.
Yeah, maybe not as much now as it was a few years ago. Routers took up a lot of real estate on your entertainment center or on your table or behind your desk. This new one from Tenda, the AC15, it's a great performance router, but again, it's pretty small and it doesn't take up a lot of space. So it'll fit easily into a small space on your entertainment center behind it. Even behind your monitor on a desk. So $129, powerful router that doesn't take up much space, and it's got a pretty good range.
And also continuing down that same vein, talking about not taking up a lot of space, something that is very thin. Talking about the MyCharge's Razor Plus, which is something that certainly, if you're looking to keep your mobile devices charged, this will be a great item.
Yep, you wouldn't be surprised how many places I walk into now, and they have a battery pack laying around in their house, on their breakfast bar, anywhere. It says you need to have that portable power. The MyCharge Razor Plus, ultra-thin, doesn't take that much space. It's 13 hours of talk time it'll add to your phone, and again, for under $50. So really thin, really compact. That's the name of the game when you don't have a lot of space.
All right, that's all well and good. Now we're getting into a couple of items that I find very interesting. Heck, I'd even like to have them right up here, you know, in my office as far as the next two. Well, I may not necessarily need this one, but the next one definitely. First of all, we're talking about the world's smallest washing machine. It's called Wonder Washer.
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. It is called the Wonder Washer. And a 14-inch by 14-inch kind of circular picture, a small little tub, and it runs on electricity, and it's a 55-watt device, and it's basically a portable washing machine you can take anywhere. So these are popular with campers and outdoors people and people just that do not have a space for a washing machine. Those small loads, when I talk about small loads, I'm talking about maybe three shirts at a time. No plumbing needed. The water will drain out into a sink or into a bin if you have it. 7-liter capacity, weighs 8 pounds, so kind of a nifty device. It does get your stuff clean, but you probably have to run two cycles. You got to run one cycle with the soap and then one cycle with the water to drain the soap. So a cycle only lasts 15 minutes, and you can do a whole load of laundry in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, as opposed to the washing machine that I've got here that probably runs for about an hour or more, depending on the extensive load that Randy loves to wash. I mean, she could do a wash pretty much every day around here. And then even more so, speaking about, minimal space and small, we go from the world's smallest washing machine to the world's smallest refrigerator.
Yep, I get a lot of people asking me about this. This is 0.14 cubic feet of space in a small little refrigerator. And it is an actual refrigerator. It's the Coolatron, I love saying that, Coca-Cola branded personal cooler, because it's Coca-Cola branded, it fits 6 12-ounce cans of Coke or your favorite beverage in there. But you can take put a little divider in there if you need that. Cools to 32 degrees, so just like a regular refrigerator, and a self-locking door handle. So basically, really, it is a mini refrigerator fit under your desk or in a corner somewhere. Without being too obtrusive.
So really, if you don't want to put the soda cans in there, I know it's a Coca-Cola machine, but if you don't want to put the sodas in there, you probably could put like a few slices of bread, a small container of mustard, and some kind of cold cuts, and it would fit perfectly.
Yeah, I think you could put a couple baggies with some sandwiches in there, and maybe a bottle of water, and this thing does have multiple uses, so... Great for the cans of soda or 12-ounce cans of anything else in there. But, you can get creative with this. It's an actual little refrigerator.
Time for the app of the week here on